How good was that charcoal chicken we had, Jim?
Oh, it's fucking great.
Actually, it was really
good. It was pretty good. Aren't you glad I told you about it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't mind a bit of gravy or like a bit of salad, you know, just like a bit more.
I mean, you could have got salad if you want.
I could have, yeah.
Yeah.
I just sort of go with the flow. Like,
oh, well.
All right. Next time.
Oh, well. We had some chicken.
Yeah.
And now it's time to do a podcast.
So if you're ever in Croydon, there's a Woolies there. If you go next to the Woolies...
Yeah.
There's a charcoal chicken that does some good charcoal chicken.
Yeah.
We should make our own charcoal chicken shop, I reckon, Jim.
That might be one of the weirdest ideas you've ever had.
So, what do we sell in this charcoal chicken shop, Jim?
Chicken.
Good start.
Chips.
Good start.
Drinks.
What sort of drinks are we talking? Stock standard? Because this place, they had like the gourmet soft drinks, you know? They had like wild passion fruit.
I'm not into that, you know?
What do we reckon?
Pasitos.
Do you reckon just Pasitos?
Just a whole fridge of Pasitos?
Yeah, I reckon so. You get the 1.25 litre.
I reckon we sell...
Get the cans.
If we can sell, like, lime cooler things, we can sell those too.
Yeah?
Lime cooler and Pasitos.
What if we had, like, our own... We made, like, our own drink where it's... We pour our own...
Pour our own lime cooler.
Yeah. Bag it up or, like...
Bag it... You're going to put lime cooler in bags?
Maybe not a bag, but, you know...
Maybe not a bag.
Yeah.
Just in a goon bag.
just in like a plastic cup with the lid or something like that. Like a sippy cup lid, you know?
Or, no, we could do like frozen lime coolers.
Lime cooler like, icy poles?
Slurpy, no, like, you know, slushy sort of things.
Oh, yeah. Take on 7-Eleven.
Yeah, you know, sell them for 80 cents. That's the way to go.
Yeah.
Then we'll get everybody coming in.
Yeah, so our charcoal chicken shop's going to have lime cooler Slurpees.
Yes.
And a fridge full of Pasitos.
Yes. So you can get whatever you want.
Yeah.
And,
Actually, I have a sick recipe for gravy. I'm pretty good at making gravy, so we can have,
all right, well, have gravy. Nico's special gravy, that's going to be a thing.
Yeah.
I guess.
Oh, scalloped potatoes.
Scalloped potatoes. Love me some I'll take care of the usual stuff if you want to get inventive.
Yeah.
Something, then sure, you go for it.
Yeah.
I mean...
We could do the charcoal sandwich where it's like a toasty and it's got our charcoal chicken and some chips and some gravy.
All right.
A bit of cheese, maybe.
All right.
This is... I like it.
Well, that might be the weirdest intro we've ever had, so...
Oh, I thought this whole episode was just going to be about us trying to open a charcoal chicken.
It's a cricket podcast, Nico.
And...
Yeah.
We got to discuss the fact that we talked like for 20 minutes about cordials.
Yeah, that's true. But...
And also we don't have any notes for this podcast.
We've got absolutely no notes for this podcast, so we're just winging it, and this could be very interesting.
I don't know,
we're basically just going to talk shit for like an hour and see what happens.
Actually, I heard Tim Payne's free, maybe we could get him...
Tim Payne is... No, I think he's taking a mental health break from everything, you know, looking after himself.
Yeah, so we can come work in our charcoal chicken shop.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else could we get working in our charcoal
shop? We've
got a delivery.
A delivery? What are you getting delivered?
No idea. Oh, it's a box of wine.
Ah.
It's not for me.
Cheeky piss up, Nico.
Yeah. Or maybe we could put that in the fridge of our charcoal chicken shop. Oh, but they never needed RSA.
Want some f***ing wine?
You know, get a bit niche with it. Get a bit funky. Get a bit wild. Get a bit wacky. You know, what's one thing that some people want to have with their charcoal chicken? A nice bowl of red.
No, I prefer Pasitos, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Did I say welcome back to the Fine League to Fine League podcast?
Oh, they know they're here.
They're here already. Yeah, but anyway, welcome back.
And to be fair, they've probably just thought they've gone onto the wrong podcast and, you know, just turned off, but that's fine.
Oh, who knows? But anyway...
Oh, we could have a sandwich bar in our charcoal chicken. But it's just chicken. People can only put chicken.
Let's start with the charcoal chicken place first, and then we can.
Well, what should the name be?
Do expansions.
What should the name?
The name.
Yeah.
The Fine Leg Cricket Shop. Chicken shop.
What?
Charcoal. I don't fucking know. You come up with something.
Fine leg to fine leg, charcoal chicken extravaganza.
Sure.
Yeah.
Seems a bit long.
Oh, maybe we could, like have deals, like Sam, like charcoal chicken packs. You know how we got the snack pack. We could have like the back to fine leg for you, buddy. Snack
pack. Yeah, that's a good idea. I like that.
Yeah, just like have cricket related titles for our snack packs and
the golden duck.
Yeah. Oh, we could do HSPs. Packed.
Wait, sure.
But it's just chicken.
I mean, it wouldn't be HSPs because it's not like the right meat.
But chicken probably isn't halal.
No, it is.
Oh.
You literally have you ever had a HSP, Nico?
I've had one.
You've had one
or two.
Two.
Yeah.
Did you get lamb or did you get mixed?
I think I got mixed.
So you got chicken in your HSP
I thought it was just like lamb and beef. Oh. What
kind of beef is white?
Fatty stuff that we
No.
We could call it the fine leg, the instead of HSP, it's FLSP.
The fine leg snack pack.
Yeah.
I mean, if it you can just call it a snack pack. That's all it is.
We could.
Just chips and meat.
And sauce.
And sauce. Yeah.
Yeah. What sauces do you get on the on your snack
packs? I used to be pretty soft and went for sweet chili, but I've recently made the change to garlic, barbecue sauce, and chili. Standard Holy Trinity.
The Holy Trinity.
Yep.
Yeah. I've always been a barbecue and sweet chili guy. I haven't really sort of ventured out to the garlic sauce territory yet.
Yeah. You got to try it. You have to try it.
Well, I haven't been on a night out and got absolutely smashed and got hammered.
Yeah, that's because you're always busy on Saturday nights, Nico.
Yeah.
Make yourself free, mate.
I wish I could. Oh, but we got tonight. Oh, and tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
We're
not going out tomorrow night. We're staying in tomorrow night.
Yeah, but we're still getting on the piss.
We're
having a sesh.
Massive sesh.
Yeah. Just letting everyone know that you're probably listening to this like a week ago of uploading of this podcast. We had a massive sesh because it was Jim's birthday the other day. So So if you're listening to this,
as Peter Siddle's birthday.
Yeah.
By the way,
and Skull. Really cool.
And Skull.
Kerry O'Keefe.
But yeah, so basically Peter Siddle took a hat-trick on my birthday, which is really cool. Thanks, Peter.
Or maybe we could do...
We can call it Dave's Charcoal Chicken.
Yes.
We'll name it after Dave. I brought Dave today, so no fines for me.
The only problem is that we can't really have Dave as the signage of a charcoal chicken shop because he's a duck. That's the only issue. People might get confused.
True.
Dave's charcoal chicken.
No, but Dave's the one selling the charcoal chicken. He's not the actual chicken.
So whoever like serves the customers has to have like a duck.
Well, it's just our mascot. It might be confusing, but you know,
just someone has to wear a duck onesie.
It's all about branding. I don't know. I'm wearing duck socks too. Got some duck socks for my birthday. Look really cool.
Yeah, nice.
Some ducks with some sunglasses on.
Oh, you know what we could do? We could do smoothies. We do a banana smoothie and we call it the Pea City.
Yes.
Peter Siddle smoothie or Mr. Potassium.
Perhaps.
The Mr. Potassium smoothie.
The Mr. Potassium smoothie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mind that. Well, are we actually going to keep setting up the charcoal chicken shop? We've been doing this for 10 minutes. Holy shit. Alright. Should we actually talk about cricket now?
No. I want to set up this charcoal chicken shop.
Fine. We'll keep setting up the charcoal chicken shop then. So what? We're going with Dave's charcoal chicken shop.
Yep.
Yep. Okay, and what, we're selling charcoal chicken and chips
and
pesitos and our own freshly brewed lime cooler mix sort of thing.
Yep.
Yep. I don't think we're legally allowed to sell alcohol, so...
No, so we'll just leave the wines out. And then the banana smoothie.
Banana smoothie, which is named after Peter Siddle.
Yep.
And like our different snack packs based on...
Cricketing terms,
you know.
What else? Oh, we've got Tim Payne working for us because
Payne's working for us because
he's free at the moment.
Yeah.
Who else could we have? Who else is free that we could have working for us?
I don't know, Nico.
I
don't think we need too many employees for
just
now.
Just the two of
us
and Tim
Payne. Need to get the business up and running before we actually hire more people.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we're going to be a little bit out of pocket. I mean, because we run this potty.
Oh, we could have Daniel Sams as our dish pig.
Yeah.
He could do dishes for
us.
He'd be a busboy.
Yeah, I mean, that works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I know what we can talk about from a cricketing perspective if we're done doing this.
So when are we open? Actually, where's the location of this
chat? Location? I don't f***ing know.
We should put it right next to Junction Oval.
I was about to say that. Yeah.
What if we had it as a van? A charcoal chicken van.
At Junction Oval.
At Junction Oval.
I like that. I like where this is going.
All right.
Let's do it.
Done.
Sweet. Can we talk about cricket now?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, all right. So, Tim Payne. Didn't see that coming. Yeah. It sort of just spiraled. I saw the news. I was just like,
So
he's resigning as captain.
I can't remember what day it was.
Okay.
I can't remember what day it was, but I was doing something, as I always am doing something every day.
You're always doing something. You're always busy, Nico.
Yeah. And I just looked on my phone, and then Jimmy's like sending me all these messages about Tim Payne. I'm like, wait, what's going on with Tim Payne? And then, every second post was just about Tim Payne. Yeah. Because I follow Fox Cricket, Triple M Cricket.
Yeah. And so he resigned as captain. And, I mean, that was... I kind of understood that. And then... Oh, there was the whole debate about whether he should actually play or not.
Yeah, I love what Candace Warner said, where she's like, oh, so he's not good enough to be captain, but he's still good enough to be a player in, like, the...
Yeah, so they're saying it's acceptable for an Australian player, but not for an Australian captain. Is like, a bit of double standards there, maybe, if they're picking him. But
Especially because, you know, Smith got his captaincy stripped, and him playing, you know, a ban on playing.
Oh, well. Yeah, I guess so. I wouldn't say they'd ban him for what he did, but it's more the fact of
his association with it, with him being...
Well, I don't know, maybe. But I think, there's definitely better keepers out there than Tim Payne, to be honest.
Oh, I think... Nathan Lyon doesn't seem to think so.
Nathan Lyon doesn't think so, but how much cricket has he actually played with Josh Inglis or Jimmy Pearson, you know?
Not much.
I imagine he's played a tiny bit with Alex Carey, but Alex Carey hasn't been in the greatest form.
Not with the bat.
I can't see the selectors picking him unless he goes massive in that Australia A game.
Yeah.
Jimmy Pearson's not involved in that game, which concerns me a little bit.
Yeah.
So I think they're probably going to go with Inglis, to be honest.
Inglis, I think...
Which I would still love to see, don't get me wrong. I just think Jimmy Pearson has something more to offer from a leadership point of view.
Yeah, leadership,
and
batting.
Replacing Tim Payne, I think we need something like that.
I think that's where they're probably going to pick Carey. Just as a temporary leadership thing. Yeah. As much as...
I'm really scared they're going to go with Wade.
Yeah, there's that.
As a keeper. But I don't think you can. I think you got to go look to the future. You can't
have... So I think... Because Wade, he had a good time with the bat in the World Cup. But keeping, dropping... he dropped a fair few catches.
Yeah. Dropped the hat-trick ball of Zampa. So.
Yeah. Well, not even just that. But there was another catch in that game that he dropped as well.
Then again... It could potentially bring back Nice Gary.
That's true. That's true. They could maybe bring in Wade as a number 5 batter.
No.
And then have someone else's keeper just for that seniority.
Yeah, no, because you're bringing in either the South Australian captain or the Queensland captain.
I don't think you really need
Matthew Wade in there.
That's true, but I think just as a temporary thing... Because Travis...
I don't think they're going to go with anything temporary. I think they're looking at Josh Inglis as the next
chuck him
guy
in the deep end now.
Yeah, I think Jimmy Pearson, unfortunately, he probably could have had a whole season to work up towards that spot, but he hasn't got that, and I don't think he's had the time to really fill that, and I think Josh Inglis is probably the better player right now. I believe he's younger than Pearson, slightly. I could be wrong.
Because I think Inglis is only...
I think Inglis is the youngest of the contenders, unless you're counting Josh Phillippe in there.
Yeah, I don't know about Phillippe.
I don't, not yet. Not in the test side. I think it'll be Inglis, to be honest.
Yeah, okay.
Finally, media actually caught on to how good he is after we did last year.
We got there first.
We called it early, you know. See, I was saying, way back, just like, I love watching Josh Inglis. He's a great player. Get him in the test side. And everybody's going, or they just didn't know who he was or weren't talking about him. And then,
so do you think Payne will ever play for Australia?
Again? No, I think he's done. Because I understand why he's stepped away now to take a mental health break. Because obviously England was going to get right into him.
I don't blame him.
He would have copped a hell of a lot of abuse.
And well, Ben Stokes is probably going to cop a fair bit.
Ben Stokes will, but not to the extent that Payne would have.
Yeah.
You know, what Payne the Poms
would,
are like.
Because Payne would probably cop it from Poms and Aussies.
Cause... Well, maybe. But I mean, Payne's just, yeah, been under a lot of scrutiny recently. And I don't
He's been under a lot of scrutiny ever since he started being true. Captain.
And I don't think it's the best thing for him to, yeah, be taking the field in the Ashes. So
yeah.
Give it to someone else. And obviously, Pat Cummins has taken the reins now. So that's that's pretty good.
Yeah, he'll take it for, you got to say, at least 3-4 years.
Oh, yeah.
Because how at old least. Is he? He's 30, 31?
No, he's 28.
28. Oh,
it's been 10 years since he made his debut. So he's 28.
Oh, he's got, he's got plenty of years ahead.
Yeah, so, I mean, to be honest, as shocking a situation as this has been for, like, Tim Payne and Australian cricket leading into the Ashes, I think it really spices up the series a bit, and I'm actually really looking forward to it now.
Definitely.
Because we've gone from England having a non-full-strength side and possibly Australia just rolling them again like they usually do to actually really making things more interesting, getting a few more talking points in there. Obviously, we'll talk more about this in the next episode where we'll do our Ashes special, which we'll actually plan for. But, I am very much looking forward to this.
The recent Ashes series have been huge. Like, we had the last one where Smith and Warner were having their first series, first
and test. And they had the test and everything, so a lot of drama there. But, again, back on home soil, I think the last time they came over, there wasn't a hell of a lot of drama associated with it. The last series we played...
Was that 17-18?
17-18.
Yeah.
That series, which just sort of... Yeah. I mean, the one before that, obviously, we were getting back the Ashes after a little while, after England had beaten us a few times. But then 17-18, we won it back on Australian soil, but kind of as expected. And it was a bit underwhelming. But for this series, there's going to be a lot of drama.
Yeah.
A lot of drama.
So do your predictions... Because do your predictions change at all?
Probably not. I think the games will just be a little bit more exciting and a little bit more interesting.
What did you say for the score? Like 3-1, did you say?
I think I said 3-1 to Australia. But I think, fans will just be a little bit more on the edge of their seats. There'll be a little bit more anticipation for the series than what there would have been had the whole Tim Payne scandal not happened or come to light. So,
because it happened in like 2017, 18, something like that. It happened ages ago. What? But the Tim Payne...
It happened in 2017, around the time of the last Ashes. Or slightly before that, before he got called up again. I'm not sure. I don't know when exactly it took place, but it was 2017. That's, obviously, there's the controversy that Cricket Australia knew about it and still made him captain. Only for it to come out 4 years later, but, it is what it is now. So, I didn't think they were pretty strapped for options when they were trying to pick a captain when Smith and Warner, the whole ball tampering thing happened. So,
yeah, because Tim
Payne... Very limited options then, and Tim Payne, I think, was just the most senior guy in the side, so they went to him. I don't think Cummins was ready to take any sort of role like that. Mitch Marsh wasn't even in the team consistently, even though he's vice-captain. Same with Travis Head, so...
Yeah.
Tim Payne was probably the safest option at that time, even if they knew he'd done some naughty stuff. Well...
Imagine if it came out as soon as, Tim Payne got named as captain.
Oh, that would have been disastrous.
That would have been absolute turmoil, I reckon, for Australia.
Yeah.
Who do you reckon would have been captain then?
If it hadn't been Tim Payne?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of who was in the side then. Khawaja, maybe?
Yeah.
I reckon. Or maybe they would have elevated Mitch Marsh, possibly.
Straight to captain?
Okay, yeah, because I think he was vice-captain around that time.
Okay.
And he'd been around the...
Or Sean?
No, I don't think they would have gone with Sean, to be honest. I don't know. Honestly,
then who would have taken the gloves? Who would have taken
them? Taking the gloves, probably Carey, would have thought.
At that stage?
Around that time, yeah.
Because...
I mean, that was around the time that he probably could have played Test cricket. Because
Neville got dropped
and
Payne came in. So whether Neville came back in.
So I reckon Carey could have done it. If not, I know Matthew Wade wasn't doing much around then. Unless they gave it to Bancroft, maybe.
Or Bancroft.
Oh, sorry, yeah, he got... Yeah.
He got done as well.
He got done, so... Yeah, I'd say Carey. Carey was the standout.
That's a massive what if.
Yeah. could have been the Australian cricketing landscape could have looked a lot different now.
Yeah.
Had the whole Tim Payne thing come out earlier, but you know,
yeah.
Who knows? Speaking of Mitch Marsh, I think we owe him an apology.
Yeah, dear Mitch Marsh, we are sorry.
We are sorry
for our continuous lapse in judgment of your cricketing abilities.
Well, no, it's just the frustration that he wasn't living up to his potential that we knew he had, and he finally did it, Nico. He's won us a World Cup. He's finally done what we wanted him to do. And what he should have been doing all these years.
As much as we don't care about T20 internationals.
Australia won a World Cup, yeah, so it is what it is. You know, yay. I mean, I wouldn't have cared if New Zealand had won.
Yeah.
But I think...
Those teams out of, you know, India, Pakistan, where Pakistan
I don't know how we got past Pakistan. Matthew Wade just went...
Because we beat him in the semis, didn't we? Yeah.
Yeah. And I think Matthew Wade's played his last game for Australia, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'll probably be his last game, that World Cup final. Where he helped.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't see why not, because he's been around for quite a long time.
Yeah, I can't see him coming back now. I think with the T20s, they'll look to someone else now, I think.
Yeah.
I think Josh Phillippe probably takes that spot, to be honest.
Phillippe or Inglis, yeah.
Phillippe, Inglis, someone, but I don't think it's going to be Wade.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably a good way to go out for Wade, to be honest.
Harry Nielsen.
No, Nico. It's a niche podcast, but we do our selection seriously when it comes to the Aussie side, you know. But, sorry, Mitch Marsh.
Do you think he'll play in the Ashes?
No, I don't think he'll play in the Ashes. Unless he has a massive game in that Australia A game.
Yeah.
He could potentially be in the... I don't know how they're going to do it with the squad, because obviously they've named the 17-man squad or whatever.
Yeah.
Or 15-man squad.
But now, Tim Payne's not in it.
So, obviously, there's a spot there for a keeper.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone else is going to pull out. I was probably a little bit surprised to see Nisa in there.
Yeah, because he's just come off an injury, hasn't he?
Yeah, come off an injury. Hasn't been taking that many wickets. But I don't know who else they would have gone with.
Probably Jai.
Well, he's in the squad.
Oh, he's already in the squad.
He's in the squad. Well, he should be in the starting 11.
Yeah.
I think. Obviously, Stark has to play the pink ball test, but I think at the Gabba...
Yeah.
I would pick Richardson.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually really excited for this Aussie team, especially if Inglis and Jai Richardson are in there.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good-looking side now.
Yeah.
So what, you'd probably have Warner, Harris, Marnus, Smith.
Head.
Head or Khawaja. I don't mind, to be honest.
I think Head.
Either of them. Head's just made a ton.
Khawaja did make a 50 off 30 odd balls.
Good timing for Khawaja. For Head.
Yeah.
Head.
Green.
Inglis probably.
Hopefully.
I'd say hopefully. Hopefully not Carey or Wade.
Yeah. Inglis, Cummins, Jai.
Cummins, Jai, Lyon, Hazelwood. Yeah. I like that side, to be honest.
It's
a good side. It's a good looking side.
I mean, I would prefer Swepo over Lyon because of how washed up paper Lyon is, but...
Swepo hasn't bowled a red ball this year yet.
I mean, that's fine. Nathan Lyon can't take a wicket with a red ball anyway.
Yeah, that's true. You know, maybe this is the series that Swepo forces his way in.
Yeah.
Who knows?
That'd be good.
Then it'd be an even better looking team.
Exactly.
You reckon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get a leggy back in the Australian side. That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
In Test cricket.
Yeah, you know, he'll just bowl Stokes right through the gap, you know, just bowl nice leg spinner in the rough. Yep.
Then again, I will miss Nathan Lyon's getting caught behinds. Yeah. One of the most satisfying things in cricket is Nathan Lyon getting caught behinds.
To the right or left-hander or both?
Oh, left-handers.
Left-handers, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, right-handers are still good, but left getting...
Sometimes just all the ones that, like...
Nicking them off.
All the ones that slide on, hit the pads straight in front.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are nice.
I mean, see, when Gaz is on, he's on.
But the thing is, Gaz hasn't been on for quite some time.
Exactly.
In gym.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think he's washed up. I just think he's out of form, but he's washed up. Is he, Nico?
Yeah.
He's washed up.
He's washed up.
Is this Nuffy News 2.0?
No, this is just facts.
Facts. All right. Well... Get Matt Kuhneman in. He's been taking poles.
Matt Kuhneman.
Yes.
Actually, Nathan...
He's the second leading wicket taker in the Shield this
Jim,
season.
I just had an idea. Because of Nathan Lyon so washed up, maybe he can do dishes at our charcoal chicken. I just got Jim... He's just trying to have a drink of water and now it's coming out of his nose.
No. fuck's sake. So yeah.
What else has happened in cricket?
What else can we talk about? I mean, on the weekend,
Rakeem Cornwall played Test cricket
again
against Sri Lanka.
That's standard. Who's batting in a cap?
Was he?
Yeah. No, there was something that happened on the weekend. Nico, you were captain of the Sixers.
Oh yeah, I was played my first ever game as a captain. I mean, I'd done a little bit in juniors, yeah. But that was more like just relaying what the coach had said.
Pretty much.
You know, I had three other blokes telling other people what to do, and I was just like, yeah, okay. I guess I'll just... Anyway, it was a very interesting game, I must say.
Yeah? Tell us what happened.
So I'm playing against... What was I playing? Eastfield Fours at Dorset Recreation. And anyway, get to the ground. It's so soft underneath.
Yep.
So soft. And the grass is so thick. So nice. I'm like, it's going to be slow.
Yeah.
And one side of the ground, on the just outside the boundary, swampland.
So what happened at the toss?
So I was
Did you win?
I lost the toss.
You lost the toss. So I'm going to assume you were bowling first.
Correct.
Yes.
But I wanted to bowl first anyway.
That's kind of stupid if the ground's slow, but...
But the ground would have been the same for both teams.
Yeah, that's true. I think I'd rather set a total on a slow ground rather than chase on a slow ground.
Yeah.
You know.
But I thought, first game of the season, no one wants to get out for a duck. No one, you know, the first round... Like, it was round two, but we didn't have the first round. I'm like, you know, just... Get in there, get and have a bowl, getting all loose. Anyway, so the guy lost the so I lost the toss, and the guy's like, "Oh, we'll bat first." I'm like, "Beauty, I want to bowl first." But anyway, then he tells me that they've got like 9 blokes, and one of their blokes that they had playing has cancer. He's going through chemo and stuff in between chemo sessions and stuff like that. So yeah, so he couldn't run, and offered him if he wanted a runner, didn't want a runner. So yeah, and then what happened in the first couple of overs was someone threw the ball in and ran him out.
Oh no.
So he started walking off, and I'm like, nah, come back, it's all right. Anyway, so he came back, and he only made like 2 runs in about 10 overs because he, you know, couldn't run, and trying to hit a boundary was, you know, you had to really hit it. You had to hit it for 6.
Yeah.
There was only 1 boundary for the game, and that was 1-6.
Yeah. Well, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how...
Jeez.
Yeah. When I came into bat at the end, and I absolutely smoked one. Like, not to, you know, toot my own horn, yeah. But I absolutely smoked it. Best I've ever hit a ball, and it went 3/4 of the way.
Nice.
Some bloke hit it, like, 10 metres from the boundary, and it just stopped dead.
Nice.
Anyway, so we eventually get him out, LB, this bloke that has the cancer, and we just get a fair few wickets. Some of us were bowling a bit, you know, a bit poor, but we're just getting away with it because it was so slow.
Yeah.
I think we had dropped about 4 catches as well throughout the
innings. I mean, that's just standard in the Sixers,
that's
isn't it?
That's very standard Sixers.
I mean, it wasn't really the Sixers, it was your fifths.
Yeah.
Basically, because your fours had a bye. Yeah. Sorry, not a bye.
Washed out.
No, not a washout.
Yeah, they were washed out.
Was it a washout?
Yeah, it was a washout.
Yeah. Okay.
So, anyway, they ended up making 67 in their 36 overs.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still don't get why they play 36 overs instead of 35.
What was the point of that? Because it's 6 overs from each end, and we only swap, like, 5 times, I think. Yeah, so we end up swapping less times.
Okay.
So instead of doing 7 groups of 5, we do 6 groups of 6. So it does save time a bit from swapping ends.
I still don't get it.
Yeah. Anyway.
I still don't get it.
And then we got off to a good start. We were 1 for 5.
Nice.
I'm trying to think of how the game went. Yeah.
Did you win?
Yeah, we won. You smashed won. Them. We had like...
Where'd you bat?
I came in at 6.
Okay.
Just because I thought I'd give other blokes a go.
How many overs did you bowl yourself?
I gave myself, I think, 4 or 5 overs.
Okay.
None for 13 or something.
I mean, yeah.
A Bit expensive, but I came in at the end, and they were starting to take singles and twos and
yeah, that's fair.
That sort of stuff.
What did you bowl?
I bowled my darts my nudes.
Nudes.
But I got some to cut away.
Oh really?
Which made no sense because I wasn't really doing anything with my fingers. I was just sort of just getting the ball up there, and I was just cutting off the seam. So I don't know what was going
crafty,
on.
Crafty, Nico.
So I don't know what was going crafty. On there, but they were just like
get him in the fours.
So get him in the fucking ones. But yeah, they're just nipping off the deck, and I'm like, fuck.
Unlucky not to get a wicket then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, there was 2 drop catches off my bowling.
Oh, that's spewing.
Yeah.
Easy catches?
Well, I don't know how this happened, but there was this one bloke. So the bloke hit it straight to cover, and cover's like gotten down on one knee to try and take the catch, and it's gone through his hands and through the gap in his legs.
Oh my goodness.
This is, and I'm like, fuck's sake, Gaz.
Gaz?
Yeah, it was Gaz.
He's washed up.
He's 70.
He's playing. He's very much washed up.
Very much washed up.
Give it up, Gaz.
So yeah, so first game as captain, got a win. And I even got an email from Eastfield president saying that they're like, you know, thanks for the game, you know, thanks for being, you know, really
from Eastfield.
Yeah,
well, that's surprising.
I think they've had a new they've got a new president, so
okay, that probably explains it.
No, like, you know, thanks for giving, because we also gave him subfielders for the bloke with the cancer.
I was gonna say, because if you play on the RDCA, you know what Eastfield's like.
Yeah,
most of the time.
Yeah, so we gave him a couple of subfielders to fill up the numbers, because we also had one bloke that got hit on the arm and like could not field. He couldn't grab the ball, he couldn't even like move his fingers or anything like that.
How fast were your bowlers in the sixes?
It was this short kid who just bowled a short one and got the ball to bounce up a bit, because there was a fair bit of bounce off the deck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, and also, fair enough. Also, we had this dad fill in for Eastfield, and he was wearing grey trackies.
Nice.
And there was a lot of black shoes.
I think it was Eastfield last year, if anyone remembers, from when we played a T20 against them, and they had blokes wearing shorts and Sri Lanka helmets and pants and stuff. Yeah, that was an interesting game.
Most of the opposition were wearing black shoes, and then there was one bloke in trackies.
Oh yes, the fines, we love them.
Yeah, and then most of the team were kids, so they were wearing their junior shop shirts. So they're wearing whites, and then the blue, blue plain shirts.
I don't even know Eastfield had juniors.
Apparently they do.
Apparently that.
So yeah, that was my first game as captain.
You may have to do it throughout the year, possibly.
I mean,
you're vice captain of the five, so
yeah, I might have to do a few captaining duties here and there, but yeah.
So did you enjoy it? Did you find it hard or?
It was all right. And I got there, and you know, I'll get asked like, "Oh, where do you have a pen on you?" And I'm like, "No." I was planning for the on-field stuff, like the batting order, the bowling, sorting out field placements, all that sort of stuff.
I mean, you didn't even have the match ball.
I didn't have the match.
Someone else had the match ball.
Yeah. Dad was meant to grab the match ball and the scorecard, but he didn't come home with either of them. So I get a call.
Brilliant.
So I worked Thursday night till like 10 o'clock, 11.
Yeah.
And I get told, "You're captain." So I'm like, okay, sure. And then Friday morning, I wake up and I get like a phone call saying, "Oh, hey, Nick, just letting you know I'm going to be late." I'm like, "No worries. Hey, Nick. Do you have the match ball or the scorecard?" I'm like, "Because your dad was meant to grab it." And I'm like, "No, I don't have it. Do you know who has it?" And it's, yeah.
Absolute mind fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I find out that the fours have the washout, so I have, yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. How was your Saturday, Jim?
My Saturday was, it was all right, I guess.
Did you get a win?
We did get a pretty comfortable win
pretty
in the
comfortable
end.
Comfortable win.
Opened the bowling. I was bowling into the wind though. So it was
lovely.
Shit house, and bowled 4 overs, none for 20, I think it was. Most of them were wides. On the offside, so don't worry. They didn't score many off me, but yeah, just too many wides, you know.
Yeah.
Too many extras. Then didn't get brought back on. We had a lot of bowlers, so I wasn't really required to like close out or anything. That was the original plan for me, to close out the innings and bowl at the death, but I didn't have to. So I missed out on cheap wickets, which is very sad. But that's fine, you know. But yeah, I fielded pretty well, took a catch,
yep.
Fielded a point the whole day, just energy. But then again, about after about 30 overs, my back started spasming and...
Yeah, nice.
That wasn't fun, so... Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm very glad I didn't have to bat. We won by 8 wickets, so...
Oh, easy
I was
win.
Batting at 9, so...
What were you chasing?
185.
185?
It's on Silcock, though, which is very, very fast.
Okay.
So it's probably just a... And we bowled 38 wides, I think. Yeah, so a bit painful, but... again, most of them were on the offside. Not too many down leg side, which was good. But yeah, obviously that's something to work on for this week. Hopefully I'll have a better game this week. I mean, obviously I hope I don't have to bat, but I would like to bat at the same time, you know?
Yeah, that was like with me when I'm like, I don't know when to place myself. Because I'm like...
Actually, I did... I umpired... I did like central umpiring for the first time.
Oh, yeah, for the first time?
Somehow I've just avoided it up until now.
Yeah.
But I had to do it for the first time.
I think I've done it once.
Yeah.
Did you have make any calls?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
No, which was good. Didn't have to call any wides. What
grade your two's in?
Spencer.
Oh, yeah.
So we're like the grade below where the umpires...
There's no umpires for our twos in Pasco.
Oh, is there...
There's a shortage of umpires. I think it's
just... Yeah, there must be.
I think it's just Trelope now. Trelope and whatever... What grade's... Wilkins, yeah.
Oh, and... Well, they would have two umpires, and then I'd say the couple of grades below that would have one.
Yeah.
But then below that, I don't think there's any.
So if you're a cricket umpire, come to the RDCA because we need umpires.
Yeah, we desperately need them.
Yeah.
Yep. I would love to not have to do central umpiring if that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm very happy just standing at square leg and calling nothing.
No ball, score.
Yeah. Yeah, no. But yeah, no, luckily I didn't have to call anything. I think I had 1-4 I had to call. And
do you get a bit wacky with it, you know?
I just went, I wouldn't say wacky, but it's not boring, you know?
Yeah, okay, have a bit of fun with it.
Have a bit of fun with it.
Do you ever, like, when you give something out, you give them the middle finger or something like that?
No. This is twos cricket, Nico, alright? Certain stand.
Was there any LB shouts?
No.
No?
There were a few run out shouts and I forgot to move to the side.
You didn't go up to the big screen?
No, but yeah, I forgot to move out of where I was standing. And it was just like, how are you going to see from there? I was just like, shit, I was supposed to move, wasn't I? No, he was in. There was one at square leg, which was close, but I was just like, yeah, it wasn't, not out. Their keeper was nice, so I've copped abuse from keepers before.
You know, apparently my brother was central umpire for his game in the twos, and apparently he triggered a fair few blokes just so he'd get out of it.
Yeah, no, there was one bloke that was bowling the whole time I was umpiring, and he pretty much just bowled nudes like you do.
Yeah.
So he was coming off a few steps and just bowling the same spot pretty much every ball.
Did you get him to nip away?
I wasn't a hell of a lot of movement.
Oh.
Not as good as you, Nico. Oh. No.
What team was that?
He was a bit pissed off at a few things, but, you know, it was fine.
Oh, so he's just
like... This was Basie Park that we were playing.
So they're ones or twos?
Twos. Yeah. But, yeah, no, relatively uneventful. My back was going mental. Couldn't really run or
physical
move. So just very happy that I didn't have to bat. Because, I mean, we didn't start off that well. We were, like, 2-10. Openers didn't do anything, but our 3-4
got the
made,
job done.
Like, 80-odd and 60-odd, I think.
Got the job done.
So got the job done. With about a couple of overs to spare. I say comfortable, like we would have got, we're going to get the runs.
Yeah.
Pretty comfortably, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you've actually reminded me, I actually put myself at fine leg.
What, short fine leg or deep fine leg?
Short fine leg.
Nice. What, so 45?
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, because I was fielding in cover all day.
Yeah.
And then, because it's the sixes, you know, you want to give blokes a bit of a go. And so I just, like, put some of the slowies on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, I'll put myself at fine leg because that might get a bit of action. And yeah.
Yeah.
Because the batsmen were just, like, stepping inside and just trying to hit it, you know, when it's short. Yeah. What other cricket stuff has gone on this week, Jim?
Other cricket stuff? Vicks got smashed.
Yeah.
Well, there was a draw in the Shield and then we got smashed in the one dayer. Paddo bowled a beautiful ball to Peter Neville. Jai Richardson took wickets again.
Chris Tremaine had his debut.
Dorinda Sandhu somehow took six. yesterday. Matt Kuhneman took another fifer somehow.
Zampa made his second debut for New South Wales.
Yep.
Dave, have you got any cricket news?
Dave's not ready to talk yet. Still a bit nervous, a bit shy.
Well, what size chips are we going to do at our charcoal chicken?
What do you mean, what size chips?
Are we going to do just... are we going to do small, medium, large? Or are we going to just get wacky with it? Are we going to go small?
Oh, you do like the normal fish and chip shop sort of thing, you know.
Okay. So just small, medium, large in the brown paper bags, and then we'll do
you can do that.
And then we'll do the white container.
Sure.
All right.
That works for me.
Oh, you know what we should do? We should do a chips and gravy, I reckon.
Yeah?
Yep. All right. I used to love that at the charcoal chicken that we used to have down the road.
Oh, this looks like a banger of a game that I've just found. That I've accidentally found. This looks amazing. Okay. All right, so this is New South Wales versus Victoria. It's a Ryobi One Day Cup game from December
23,
2010.
Ooh.
It was being played in Sydney. Doesn't say which.
I'd say North Sydney, probably.
Ground. I don't know. Can't find it. Can't find the ground. Summary. Oh, well. But anyway. So they had... This was rain affected. So there's 45 overs each. New South Wales batted first. David Warner and Uzi. Khawaja still playing for New South Wales back then.
Good start.
Warner, 19 off 27. Caught Mackay, bowled Pattinson. Pattinson's got Khawaja again. Knocked him over this time. Phil Jarks at number 3. That's a name you probably haven't heard in a while. Made... Solid 30-33 with just the one boundary, getting bowled by Johnny Hastings. Nick Maddison getting run out for a f***ing diamond. At number 4. Moses made 47 off 67, pretty solid. Dirk Nannis got him. Daniel Smith was the... Oh, he wasn't even keeping Daniel Smith. Peter Neville was keeping at number 7. Daniel Smith, again, gone for 2. Peter Neville made 7. Steve O'Keefe made 48, batting at 8.
Yeah, nice.
We like that. Got run out.
Oh, no.
Nathan Horitz, 51 off 45.
Oh, my.
Batting at 9. You love to see it, Nico. You love to see it.
I do love to see it.
Brett Lee was playing in this game.
Oh, my goodness.
Still playing One Day Cup. This would have been one of his last One Day Cup matches, I would say. He made 1. Stuart Clark didn't face a ball. Stuart Clark was captain for this game, believe it or not. This is about as niche as it gets, Nico.
I love it. Yeah. I love this game.
This is amazing. So they made 225 in the first innings. Got bowled out. It was pretty even with the bowling. Dirk Nannis, 2 wickets. James Pattinson, 2 wickets. Clint Mackay, 2 wickets. Johnny Hastings, 2 wickets. And John Holland bowled 2 overs and didn't take a wicket.
Nice.
Oh, and this was back when I discovered something. I discovered this the other day. I was going to tell you about it. Back then, bowlers in the One Day Cup could bowl more than 10 overs.
What?
Yes. So Dirk Nannis has bowled 12 overs, James Patterson's bowled 12, and John Hastings has bowled 11.
Oh, I love that.
This is so niche, Nico.
That is
this
beautiful.
Is amazing. They had 15 extras too. 14 wides. Jeez. That's not good. So then the Vicks. So this is amazing, Nico. Matthew Wade's just gone the tonk, opening the batting. 105.
Oh.
Eventually dismissed by Nathan Horitz. Didn't hit a 6, but he hit 11 fours, so that's pretty good.
Oh, my.
Finchie made 42. This would have been early days of Finchie.
Yeah, probably.
I think, because I don't think he made his international debut till 2012, 2013.
Something like that,
around that sort of time. So, John Hastings was batting at number 3. Yeah, that happened. Dougie Bollinger eventually got him. Brad Hodge, still playing. Love the man. 55.
Nice.
Solid knock. 3 fours, 2 sixes. David Hussey didn't have much to do. Made 1 off 3, not out. Cameron White, who was skipper, batting at number 6. 3 off 4, not out. Vicks get the job done pretty comfortably. 226 for 4, which they made off 39 overs.
Nice.
6 overs to spare.
Solid win.
You know, Brett Lee didn't do much. None for 49 off his 9 overs. Dougie Bollinger, 1 for 44 off 8. Nathan Horitz took 2 for 53. Almost man of the match had Matthew Wade not gone the tonk, you know.
What a win.
David Warner bowled 2 overs. Back when he actually bowled leggies. Yeah. And was actually half decent. If you've seen videos of David Warner bowling, he bowls exactly like Shane Warne when he's bowling leggies.
Oh, yeah.
And he used to bowl him okay. I don't know why he didn't keep doing it. Yeah, Sock just got spanked, none for 51 off 7. Obviously not in comparison to the game we were doing the other day for the Retro Match Report with Clive Rose doing the same thing.
I reckon that's...
But him being the most economical bowler.
That's probably the winner so far out of the two games on...
this one?
Nationous, yeah.
In terms of Nationous, yes, definitely. I can't believe I've actually just stumbled across this looking for the other game that I had, which I wasn't... It was okay, but this is...
That's a fantastic game.
This is incredible.
Game. That's...
Yep.
What
so,
a find.
Yeah. Accidental find. It was a day-nighter too. Just nice, Nico.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, I just had an awesome idea.
What?
We could open our charcoal chicken at the Big Bash game. That's at the Junction Oval this
yes.
season.
Yes, we can.
That'll be our grand opening.
I like that. Well, stick around or stay tuned for some more episodes. I think we'll wrap this up now because we've been talking for a while.
Yeah.
And, hope you made it this far. You stuck through the charcoal chicken bit and the cricket bullshit. And this whole podcast was just us talking shit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Okay, so the next episode will be our Ashes special.
Yeah.
That's going to be huge.
Yeah.
It's going to be absolutely massive.
Gonna be
We're going to be going through every single thing that we can think of to do with the Ashes, predictions, analysis, and just, yeah, everything to do with the Ashes. We're going to look at everything, talk about everything. So that'll come out not long after this, maybe about a week after this, probably. So
and, make sure you come to the Junction Oval when the
Stars
and Scorchers game.
Play one another.
Come to the Junction
and
Oval.
And apparently we're opening a charcoal chicken van.
Yeah, there'll be us, Nathan Lyon and Tim Payne.
Yep. Nathan Lyon's just going to be in the back washing dishes, but...
Yeah. Actually, Tim Payne might be playing Big Bash. That might be alright.
Oh, who knows? Depends if he's come back by
Imagine
then.
Imagine that Tim Payne in the Big Bash opening the batting.
That would be nice.
Him and Matty Wade.
I mean, they got Darcy Short, don't they?
Oh.
He's a number 7 batsman, though, now, so...
Oh, I don't know what's happened to him. Yeah.
What's going on, WA? Come on.
Imagine that. So, Tim Payne...
Tim Payne, Short, Wade.
Wade.
I reckon Wade could bat at 3.
Tim David?
Or, no, Payne could probably bat at 3, to be honest.
Yeah.
Tim David's in there. I don't know if Double Milan's still there. No, he's in the test side, isn't he?
Yeah.
So he's probably not playing. I can't remember who they've got.
Bring Ricky Ponting in.
Yeah, maybe. You know.
Did he ever play for Hobart?
Yes, he did. He played in the first one or two seasons of the Big Bash.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So that's...
Anyway, follow us on social media. Sorry, Nico, I just interrupted you.
That's all right.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say we should probably wrap it up now.
Probably wrap it up. Go and follow us on social media. Our Instagram is @FineLeagueCricket. And in the link in our bio there... is our website. You can find links to all our other stuff there, other podcasts and everything. So go and check that out and have a good one.